Good evening, Audio Boo. I'm sitting on the side of my bed in dear old Richmond, and in front of me I have...
Fee!
And Fee is going to demonstrate her new instrument.
Yep.
You want to go for it?
It's a very changeable instrument.
Yes. It's all sort of organic. It's a sort of broken rain stick. Or it's somebody swimming through ice, which is a bit closer to what it actually is. Excellent. Thank you for that, Fee. Thank you for that rendition. Excellent.
Oh, this water's cold.
Hooray! Hip hip! Hooray! Okay.
Robert, there is a bit of a danger with this new thing you're trying out.
That we won't end up going out.
You're shouting.
Oh. Oh, sorry. Sorry, everybody, apparently I'm shouting. Oh. I do apologise.
You were, you're not anymore.
Anyway, there's a reason for me doing this shortish boo, and that's because after I don't know how many months, actually, probably about 6 months, 5 months of sterling service, my earpods started giving up the ghost, and I have bought a new pair of earphones. I haven't gone back to Sennheiser, which I used to use and which broke every 2 months or so. I have this time gone to, I think it's RCA, and they're quite different, these. They sound quite different. So far, I've only listened to Siri. I haven't listened to any music on them. They sound quite different. They come with 7 different sizes of in-ear things, so you can find
them.
7 different sizes. So I'm going to use the default ones just for the moment, because otherwise we'll never go anywhere.
No, and that would be rubbish, because I'm going tomorrow.
But
I don't want to go.
Which is very sad. Which is very sad.
Rubbish.
It is very sad. You've got a wet hand.
That's because I've been holding a bottle with
ice.
Lots of ice and water in it.
Well, whose fault is that?
Yours.
Mine. All right, fair enough.
I don't know why.
So these earphones, they're quite chunky.
I'm going now. Bye.
And I think I will try and find a different size of thing later on. Dangerous of guide dogs. The other thing I notice is because they are covered in material rather than rubber, when it rubs against the clothes, you actually get it channeled into your ears. So I hear all this, and I'm going to be in sort of rubbing noise. I'll be interested to see if that follows through into the microphone or not. The remote control's got a nice feel to it, a sort of indentation where the middle button is, rather than it standing out. It all feels rather sleek, and one of the best bits in the design, in my opinion, is it has a right-angled jack, so hopefully that will last a bit longer. And these were only £39. They actually arrived last week, and then I couldn't get hold of my neighbour for the best part of 5 days. In the end, Amazon very kindly sent out a new pair, so that's rather good. Good old Amazon customer service. In fact, I must remember to tick the box that says that was really good. So there we go. I'm going to listen back to this in a moment, see how good this is, and then Fee and I are going out for a little wander and maybe a drinky to commemorate her final evening here in Richmond for a week. And that's it for now. Bye for now.